From the studios of WHQR Wilmington, WHQR Public Radio presents a special edition of Coastline featuring the Williston Alumni Choir, directed by Marva Robinson. I'm Cleve Callison, your co-host for today's program, originating from the WHQR studios in downtown Wilmington. I'm here with our studio audience and my co-host, Gina Gamboni. Hello, Gina.
Hello, Cleve. I'd also like to welcome our audience here in the MC Ernie Gallery and those listening to this special simulcast. We're streaming live on Wednesday, May 6th on Classical HQR and on Coastline on HQR News. So whether you're listening to 91.3 or 96.7 from Wilmington, 98.9 in Myrtle Beach, 94.1 in Lumberton, on our HD1 or HD2 channel, or streaming online from anywhere in the world, we invite you to join us for an hour of great music from this celebrated 30-voice chorus, the Williston Alumni Choir.
And we want to give a special shout out to the folks at Williston Middle School. Mike D'Angelo, current Williston choir director there, called in a few minutes ago to say that the school is listening and cheering the choir on. We are grateful to hear that. We will be enjoying some wonderful music from our choir, but before our first selection, I'd like to invite you to contact us if you have a question for Director Marva Robinson or for members of the choir during our show today. We can't take phone calls today, but we do invite you to send an email to coastline@whqr.org or follow us on Twitter @coastlinehqr.
Let's turn to Director Marva Robinson to introduce today's first song by the Williston Alumni Choir. Marva, welcome to WHQR.
Good morning. We're glad to be here. Right. And our first song is going to be Those Who Wait on the Lord, an anthem which is scriptural, so it's powerful. Those Who Wait on the Lord.
Oh,
The Williston Alumni Choir, directed by Marva Robinson, in a performance of Those Who Wait on the Lord. I'm Gina Gamboni, welcoming you to a special live broadcast by the choir, today being simulcast on HQR News and Classical HQR. Coming up, we'll hear the choir perform Done Made My Vow.
I'm Cleve Callison here with Gina and with our studio audience in the MC Ernie Gallery. And I'm inviting our listeners to send questions for our guests on today's special Coastline. We'll be interviewing a couple of members of the choir before this broadcast is over. We can't take calls today, but you can send us an email to coastline@whqr.org or follow us on Twitter at @CoastlineHQR.
Marva Robinson, will you tell us all about the formation of this choir, how this came together? It's the Williston Community Choir?
It's the Williston Alumni Community Choir.
Tell us about it.
And we have members here who were a part of both of those endeavors. Ted Thorpe, who was the organizer of the Wilmington Community Choir. The idea came about since Williston had been performing since 1984 under the direction of the choir director, Mrs. Beat Constance Odell. When after we'd left Williston and gone on with our careers and everything, there were enough Willistonians who were Glee Club members to form the Alumni Choir. And in 1984 at St. Luke Amy Zion Church, that was their first premier performance under Mrs. Odell's direction. So the idea came about 2 or 3 years ago that there was a merger. Mm. And that's how we have named the choir, and I'm glad you asked, the Williston Alumni Community Choir.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you for that information.
We're going to be talking with some of our folks in just a moment. We're going to hear now another selection. We'll talk with Stephanie Moore after we hear the choir perform Done Made My Vow. And I'd like to remind our listeners that if you have a question or comment for Marva Robinson, director, or members of the choir during today's special Coastline, again, we can't take phone calls, but we do invite you to send an email to coastline@whqr.org or follow us on Twitter at @CoastlineHQR.
And Marva, take it away for our next selection.
Done made my vow.
That's the Williston Alumni Community Choir, directed by Marva Robinson, and a performance of Done Made My Vow. I'm Cleve Callison, welcoming you to a special broadcast by the choir, today being simulcast on HQR News and Classical HQR. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear the choir perform That's How Good God Is. I'm encouraging you and invite you to send questions for today's guests on this special performance of Coastline. We can't take calls today, but again, you can send an email to coastline@whqr.org. And I'm going to talk now with one of the members of the choir. This is Stephanie Moore. Stephanie is president of the Williston Alumni Community Choir. Stephanie, thank you very much for being here today with the entire ensemble.
Thank you, and I'm very glad to be here as a Willistonian. And I am one of the members of the last graduating class of Williston Senior High School. And I am very proud to be so.
You should be.
I was in the Glee Club since 10th grade, but I had an older brother who was in the Glee Club before me. I was looking forward to being into Glee Club for so many years. Williston was a wonderful experience. I'm sorry my children were not able to have it.
Yeah. You know, we have been talking about Williston and the centennial of the high school for the last couple of months here. It is 100th anniversary of the formation of the high school, although it went through several different physical buildings before 1968. And just the list of people who graduated from Williston is just amazing. Jazz saxophonist Jimmy Heath, Althea Gibson, the great tennis star, first African-American woman to win the Grand Slam in 1949. Basketball star Meadowlark Lemon, a longtime star of the Harlem Globetrotters. Joseph McNeil was one of the organizers of the historic Greensboro sit-in demonstrations in the 1960s. And the list just goes on and on. We interviewed Philip Clay, who was chancellor of Massachusetts Institute of Technology. These are all Williston grads. What was it, Stephanie Moore, that made Williston such a special place?
It was the great teachers. We had wonderful teachers, L.S. Williams, Mrs. Odell, Mrs. Keith, Mrs. Howie. I worked at a place called DuPont, and in the 80s, I got a job that was relatively for men because I was able to pass a test that the men were not able to pass. And so all I did was pass the test and told them where to go.
But I can just imagine.
But my learning was from Williston because I did not go to college. All I've had was continuing education courses on the jobs that I have had.
Well, let me ask. I know that Marva was talking earlier about the merger of the chorus with the Williston alumni. Is everybody here an alumna or alumnus of Williston? No, not everybody, but several of you are. Yeah. It's just wonderful. There's a comment that I read that suggested that Williston was really unique anywhere because it's still, in many ways, living on through you folks and through the memories that you share. Tell us a favorite memory, Stephanie, from your time at Williston, if you can pick one.
Favorite memory was I was in an organization called the Crown and Scepter Club. Our academics were very high, and we had to do different things. And I was one of the ones that had to be out of the box. I had to be a wild or whatever. And I had more friends that day than I've ever had in my life. I had the best time of my life doing that event.
A wonderful memory of Williston High School. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to go back to our next selection of music now. We'll ask Artistic Director Marva Robinson to tell us, as soon as we can get our microphone in place there, tell us a little bit about Marva of the next song that we're going to hear.
We believe in an eclectic approach to our music. With Mrs. Odell, the anthems were great. We did secular songs. One year we went to competition and our young men did Swing That Hammer. Of course, Negro spirituals. And also part of our history is going to the Jim Burns Christmas show. And we always had to do Little Drummer Boy. So we had kind of like fame during our time. She traveled with us all over the state of North Carolina. So we are carrying on that tradition. This song I heard when I went back to my college alma mater. And one of the young men who came, the young man that came back to direct was Dr. Walter. Can't remember his last name, but this was a song that they did, and I said, I gotta get back home and let Williston Alumni Community Choir try this. That's how good God is. And most of our music is spiritual, is sacred, and that's because where we perform, churches, and we've done some things at UNCW with the Wilmington Symphony and doing Black History Month, but this one is, I think you will find it hauntingly gorgeous.
Wonderful. The Williston Alumni Choir.
The Williston Alumni Community Choir, directed by Marva Robinson, in a performance of That's How Good God Is. I'm Gina Gamboni, welcoming you to this special live broadcast by the choir. We're simulcasting on HQR News and Classical HQR. Marva, will you introduce the accompanist?
I will. This is not an easy task, and I don't do it as a solo effort. I have a music staff. We're not paid, unfortunately, but we do. They do their best in giving us a stipend. And let me start on my far left, Eastland Thorpe, who is also a soloist with the choir from time to time, and she directs and teaches. Carolyn Jacobs, who is an accompanist, a wonderful tenor. See, she has many, 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 many gifts. And she also directs a lot of our gospel numbers. And on piano, Old Faithful is what we call. Now, Young Faithful. Yes, Monnie Swepson, who has been with her husband, who had an illness right before our Christmas concert. Went to Chapel Hill, but they made it back, and she was there. So that's the staff. Did I leave anyone out? Just want to make sure we didn't. And so that's the history. And I'd like to share just the thing. In the days of segregation, the black community after 1898 sort of honed in, because you couldn't fight that kind of racial prejudice and all that was happening in Wilmington. And that's why the Williston School was so great. The audiences, always, the parents, it was the hub of our cultural activities. The school was, and everything that happened in the community, it was a part of the school. So that's why we had so many greats. And you want to talk now to great
That's right. We're going to be talking with another member of the choir, and then our next hymn is one that's really going to rock the house. It'll be the battle hymn. We'll hear that coming up in just a couple of moments. I'm Cleve Callison here with our studio audience in the MC Ernie Gallery, along with Gina Gamboni, and invite you to send questions for our guests on today's special simulcast, Coastline and Classical HQR. We can't take calls today, but you can send an email to coastline@whqr. I want to talk now, and I'd like to pick up on something that Marva Robinson just said. We're speaking with Grace Brown McClarty, who is currently the treasurer of the Williston Alumni Community Choir. Gracie, thank you for being here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I understand you're a member of Class of 63 at
yes,
Williston High?
Class of 63. Wonderful class.
Oh. And you've been a member of the Glee Club for a long time as well, right?
Well, I joined the Glee Club when I was 10th grade. I had heard the Williston Glee Club sing on various occasions around the city, and I just felt that I wanted to be a part of the choir. I'm not a soloist. I'm a support singer. That's what I tell everybody. So it was just wonderful to be able to be in the Glee Club. And when I came back to Wilmington in 85, I heard the Williston Choir sing in concert, and the next year I decided I wanted to join, and I have been in there since.
Now, I understand that this choir appeared, or the ancestor of this choir appeared at the White House in 1994, is that
under
right?
Under Mrs. O'Dell's direction, we did sing at the White House when President Clinton was in office. It was during the Christmas season, and it was a beautiful experience.
I want to ask you, following up on what Marva just said about the way in which Williston High School was a unifying force in the black community here. I know this might be a difficult topic, but what went through people's minds in 68 when people heard that Williston would no longer be around as a high school?
Outrage, sadness. It was
a death to the community, you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had a brother who would have been in 11th grade that year, and he was so torn that he had to go to another school, a different school, and could not graduate Williston. And it was a sad time. It was a very sad time. Parents, neighbors, friends, everybody thought it was appalling that it had happened like it did. But I'm so glad that there are many of us who have continued to get together as an alumni association and as this choir to carry on the name of Williston and relish in some of the things that we knew as Willistonians.
There's a quote, if I can find it, from New York Times writer Peter Applebaum. Wrote a book in 1996 called Dixie Rising, and he was talking about Williston. He said, "For a school that closed in 1968, Williston seems amazingly alive today." Living in you folks.
That's right. And we have among us
in this group there are some people who did not graduate Williston High School, but who feel very loyal to, and they enjoyed the things that they'd heard about Williston and wanted to join and be a part of us. So I never knew that once I left Williston, that 52 years later, I would still be involved with Williston.
Well, we're glad you are. We've been speaking with Gracie Brown McLarty, who is the treasurer of Williston Alumni Community Choir, 1963 graduate of Williston High School. Let's go back now to music, and we'll ask Marva Robinson if she will introduce our next selection, please.
Battle Hymn of the Republic is synonymous with the Williston Choir's name. This was one of the staples of our repertoire during our high school days, and so we've carried on Mrs. B. Constance O'Dell's tradition.
Thank you.
The Williston Alumni Community Choir, directed by Marva Robinson, in a performance of the Battle Hymn. Wow, if you weren't awake, you're awake now. I'm Gina Gamboni. We welcome you to this very special live broadcast by the choir today, simulcast on HQR News and Classical HQR. I'm here with Cleve Callison.
And good afternoon, Gina, and to our studio audience. I don't know about you, but the hair on the back of my neck was standing up during that last performance. That was really something in it. I love radio. I like radio better than television, but I do wish people could see the energy and enthusiasm that our director, Marva Robinson, brings to what she does. And you may think it's like a lot of choirs where people have their music books held in their hands and they're reading the music, but no, this choir has memorized everything that you hear. Wonderful. I'm Cleve Callison, by the way. We have a question from the audience, but let me call up Theodore Thorpe Jr., former director of the choir. Mr. Thorpe, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And you were a member of the class of 62, is that right?
The famous class of 1962.
The famous. I see. I wanted to run by you a quote here that came from Dorothy DeShields, whom we interviewed as part of our coverage of the centennial of Williston High School. And she went on to serve 2 terms on the new Hanover County Board of Education. And she was talking about the high expectations that teachers had of students at Williston. And she said they were, quote, extremely high. They expected us to master the King's English and to master math and science and social studies and whatever it was they were teaching. We excelled in sports. We had strong courses in shop, auto mechanics, as well as academics. When I graduated, I received a college preparatory diploma. Now, was that similar? Does that resonate with you? Was that your experience at Williston?
One of the experiences. We had teachers that we reverenced in the sense that we didn't want to displease them or make them feel ashamed.
Well, that's wonderful. I thank you all for being here. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go to our next piece of music because we've got several things that we want to do, and we just have enjoyed talking with you folks so much. I do have one question maybe for Mr. Thorpe, one last question quickly. Knowing that we have students, and this question comes from Kim, who's in our audience today, knowing that you have students of Williston listening, what is your advice to young people there?
Study, study, study.
All right, very good.
Study.
Study.
All right, and Director Marva Robinson, introduce our next selection, please.
Another staple of the Williston Glee Club by William Dawson, Sooner Will Be Done. Sooner Will Be Done. Quite intricate, but hauntingly, it's nostalgic, I would say.
Sooner will be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Sooner will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. Sooner will be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of the world.
Williston Alumni Community Choir, directed by Marva Robinson. They're here in our studio live, simulcast on HQR News and Classical HQR. I'm Gina Gamboni, and I'm here with Cleve Callison.
We have a couple more songs to go before the end of this broadcast. This is a live simulcast between Classical HQR and HQR News, our Coastline program. We're going to be talking now with someone who knows WHQR very well, Mr. W.A. Soders. He is not a Williston alum, but he's the business manager and public relations director for this group. And as you can see, a very fine singer as well. And you're also a former member of the WHQR board of directors.
That is correct. Yeah. I was a member of the board of directors when we were on Greenfield Street. And when we sought this place, we wanted to go to the Masonic Temple across the street, but somehow that fell through, and we got this, and the rest is history.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you could be here in this space, and so glad that it's put to this purpose today as well. Now, what does it mean to you, since you're not an alumnus of Williston, to be part of this whole thing?
Well, I was invited to be a member because after the big concerts that Marva spoke of, folk went back to their homes all over the country, and they were short on tenors. And I was a tenor in my church choir, and Mrs. Odell asked one of the members of the choir to ask me to come and audition. And I did, and fortunately, she accepted me, and I am now an honorary Willistonian. And so I love the school, I love Williston as much as they do, almost, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
That's wonderful. We have some more music to go, and we want to make sure that we get all that in. And we do have a question that was sent in via email a few minutes ago. Actually, I think, Gina, let's hold off until after the next piece of music to get this question out there, okay?
Okay. All right. And let's go ahead and turn it over to Marva. I've been buked. Is that next?
Buked. I've always followed in my mentor's footsteps. Mrs. Odell was the minister of music at St. Luke, and here I am following in her footsteps again. I'm animated. That I didn't get from her. And so this piece always reminds me of how cool she was, and she could get the sound. I'm going to try to emulate that at this time. I've been buked. Hal Johnson, Hall Johnson's wonderful, wonderful Negro spiritual.
Oh.
The Williston Alumni Community Choir, directed by Marva Robinson. That was a performance of I've Been Buked. Lovely piece. We are streaming live here from HQR News and Classical HQR. Marva Robinson, the director. We have a question here that was emailed into Coastline. And the question is, first I want to note that this is from Florence Warren. Florence Warren, who I taught at Williston at the beginning part of this century. Florence Warren was there, so was Miss Jacobs, your sister-in-law over there. How these things, the knowledge from the school has been passed down. Florence Warren is still working in that school. She's the class of 1963, and she's still working over there. Amazing woman. She wants to know, to perfect the sounds, to make it this good, how much do you have to practice? And she's thinking about how the kids need to know at Williston School how much work you have to put in.
Because we don't perform all year, our primary focus is usually the Christmas season. And believe it or not, we start early summer. And we go all through the summer months, and it is, well, I won't tell you the adjectives that I'm called or the names I'm known as, but it is relentless. And because we're getting older, we still try to capture that Williston sound when we were younger. Of course, we get close to it, but not quite as much. And so the idea then, and Monty is responsible for this, we try to use our little blankets, which were the books. But she said, no, you can't get what you need to get out of them with the books. So then the idea also of memorizing. We believe sometimes in public schools that the bar is set too low. I think children will measure up when it is time. This choir never lets me down, even though sometimes right before the performance in the dress rehearsal, it still does not come up to par. But when you have given it your best, then the Creator, who is within us, then gives it that nudge. But you've got to do the work. All of these singers know that they have to do the work. And so we talk about health, we warm up, we have to do those things. And as we get older, my co-director reminds us, I love her accent. We need to vocalize, you know, because I'm ready to get in and start learning. But no, you do. You have to practice the instrument. You have to exercise the instrument. So we are cognizant of all of that. And Mrs. Odell was the person who instilled in that. And boy, she worked us.
That's a great message for those kids over at Williston right now listening in choir and in everything else. You just keep working at it. Marvo, you want to go ahead and introduce the next piece?
Yes, the last piece is Praise Ye the Lord. My co-director, Eastland Thorpe, who is a wonderful soprano, will direct this, and I'm going to try to do the solo.
That's right, Marva Robinson, soloist. Sorry, Eastland Thorpe directing this piece.
Psalm 150, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord,
the Williston Alumni Community Choir. And that was in a performance of Praise Ye the Lord, this last piece directed by Eastlyn Thorpe. And that soloist, of course, Marva Robinson. Thank you so much. Marva, we're coming to the end of our program. I'm so sad. Could you name some of the folks again who are part of your directorship?
The staff? Well, of course, Eastlyn Thorpe, our business director, W.A. Sodas. We have a minister in our ranks, Pastor Watson, Mount Olive AME Church is one of our bases. Several churches are listed. We have a base that comes from East Arcadia, Graham Chapel, and I happen to be their pianist, so I do. Of course, Monty Swepson, and let me share, too, dear to my heart, my mother, who was in the class of 1947, is also a member of this group, Mrs. Yes. Helen Matt. And again, Carolyn Jacobs, who is a teacher, tenor, and also accompanist. Just to mention some members of the group, we have with us Wilma Daniels, and all, this is a beautiful group, and we thank you very much.
Oh, we thank you.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. As you've heard today, the Williston Alumni Choir is a remarkable institution, not only for their musical gifts, but for what they represent in the history of the city of Wilmington and this part of the world. The choir represents both continuity and progress, and is a reminder to all of us to celebrate the art of music as we remember the past and to strive to make our world a better place. Thanks to our studio audience for being with us here at the MC Ernie Gallery. I'm Cleve Callison with Gina Gamboni.
And thank you, Cleve, for being here. Thank you, studio audience. Coming up at 1 o'clock on Classical HQR, 24 Hours of Music.
And coming up on HQR News, it's Here and Now from NPR. Join us next week at this time for Coastline with your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Coastline's producer is Isabel Shepherd, who was also our Twitter wrangler today. Ken Campbell was our audio engineer today.
We also had technical assistance from Bob Workman, George Scheibner, and Lan Nichols. Coastline's executive producer is this guy right here, Cleve Callison. And I'm Gina Gamboni.
That's right. We appreciate your being here today, our studio audience and our audience on the radio, and most of all, the Williston Alumni Community Choir. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.